USA Radio News.
It doesn't look good for a second term of President Joe Biden. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has tied his boss in a new poll out of New Hampshire released while the president continues to isolate for COVID-19. Buttigieg is at 17% with Biden at 16% in the new University of New Hampshire poll, which asked likely Democratic voters about potential 2024 candidates. Trailing far behind is Vice President Kamala Harris at 6%. North Dakota's only abortion clinic is preparing for what could be its final day of performing procedures with a trigger ban due to take effect Thursday. Some say that will force patients to travel hundreds of miles to receive care pending the clinic's relocation across the border to Minnesota. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Former Vice President Mike Pence pleaded with young Americans to take the pro-life cause to every state house in America.
Vice President Mike Pence speaking at the Young Americans Foundation in Washington, D.C. Tuesday morning.
To restoring the unalienable right to life for every American, born and unborn. So we must not rest. We must not relent. We must not tire until we've restored the sanctity of life to the center of American law in every state in the nation. We save the babies, we'll save America.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Newly released polling data shows most parents are not interested in vaccinating their young kids. The Kaiser Family Foundation released the survey Tuesday, which showed that 83% of parents with children under 5 years of age who are eligible for the vaccine are not planning to get their child vaccinated right now. You're listening to USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Security at the southern border continues to be a disaster. Timberg reports.
DHS reports the amount of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border without being apprehended has increased significantly. Appearing on Fox News, McAllen, Texas Mayor Javier Villalobos says it's an increase they've expected.
We have the initial impact, and there's no question about it. That's why we kept on saying, hey, look, we need help. We need action by our feds.
He says he believes it's a national crisis. The Biden administration is considering offering temporary ID cards to illegal immigrants waiting for their asylum cases to be processed. It could help law enforcement track illegal immigrant encounters while they wait for their asylum cases to be processed.
Democrats are dropping millions of dollars to keep Republican frontrunner Tudor Dixon from getting the GOP nomination in Michigan to face Democrat incumbent Governor Gretchen Whitmer in November. The TV buys from a group called Put Michigan First are worth more than $2 million. The new ads only run from Wednesday through primary day on August 2nd. The first ad calls Dixon dangerous for Michigan and accuses her of wanting to slash the annual budget for the state police by up to $500 million annually. The Dixon campaign said Dixon is committed to law enforcement across the state and said Governor Whitmer is the one who supports the spirit of defund the police. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.